Two Italian neuroscientists made a remarkable discovery that they call the phenomenon of the mirror neurons. In their experiment, they had two subjects. One of them performed certain simple tasks, like eating an apple. The other one was instructed simply to sit and watch the first person. Then, using sophisticated technology, they looked into the brains of each of the people. What they discovered was that the same areas of the brain were active in both people, the one who was engaged and the one who only passively watched. Thus, the emotional state of one person can affect an entire group. Brainwaves go out and are picked up by other people's brains. Sometimes we refer to them as vibes. Some ancient wisdom literature teaches us that we must think about what is true, what is lovely, what is of good report. It teaches us to think of others as we want to be thought of. What was previously believed to be religious teaching is now being validated by neuroscience. We are well advised to focus our thoughts on good results, to look for what is right. Some of us simply don't believe the phenomenal power of our brains. If you are one of these people, then you might try a technique that my friend, a middle school principal in New York State, found highly effective. Between her office and the central corridor was a long, narrow hallway that she walked through every morning. She began breathing deeply as she walked down that narrow hallway each morning, repeating to herself this mantra: breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. I'll do that one more time. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. She had time to do this three times before she opened the door and began to greet students and teachers. Immediately, she noticed a difference. She reported that she was saying the same things. Please close your locker. Would you pick up that piece of paper? Oops, you dropped a book. But she got different, more positive responses. Instead of scowling at her, students said, "Oh, thanks," and did as they were told. Her positive, calm state of mind was affecting the way people related to her for the better. The difference was remarkable, and the only thing she changed was her own state of mind. One of the best experiences of my life happened when I wrote this mantra for the day: I am open for whatever love is here for me. At some level that none can see and few, if any, understand, brainwaves are going out. People pick up these invisible messages. So it is important to make a commitment to see the positive. Ask yourself, show me the beauty of this person, and it will become apparent. Ask yourself, give me the words that will resolve this problem and respect both myself and this person. And then don't overanalyze, just go with the words that come up for you. We think we can disguise our thoughts. We think we can hide them. We think because no one sees them and we're not saying them, that no one knows. But the truth is, they do. They may not know the exact words that you're speaking to yourself in your head, but they do pick up the dissonance between what you're saying and how you look and sound. What is the reality you would like to live in today. Say it. Write it. Here's mine. I lift my authentic voice, and I speak the truth in love.